Yeah. What a story, huh? I watched that. Our good friend Sean Over produced that video. Outstanding work by Sean. He would send me drafts, like, hey, you know, look at it, tell me what you think. And I would just cry with each new draft that he sent. It was like, we got to get through this, man. Like, just tell me where you need to edit. Stop, you know, being a baby about it. But my goodness, the power of the story, right? And I don't know how many of you in the room, like, realize, like, the timing of when we launched the church was days prior to COVID. Not, like, figuratively, but literally days. And just capturing that afterwards, I encourage you to look at the timeline that's out there. It kind of traces what you just saw in the video as well. But, I circled this Sunday, as I told you, I circled this Sunday on the calendar about 8 months ago when I realized that it was going to be our fifth birthday. And so I've been anticipating this Sunday for a while, and yet also I've kind of felt some pressure around this Sunday. Like, what do you say? What do you say on the occasion of the fifth birthday? What I really should do is just stand at the door and shake each of your hands and say thank you. That's really what I should do. Instead, I've got 16 minutes to tell you what I want to tell you. And the pressure that I've been feeling, I'm the first to admit, it's self-imposed. What do you say on the occasion of the fifth birthday? I've wrestled with this for months now as we kind of move towards this date. And as we've got closer to this date, I felt like God gave me the answer to the question of what do you say? And the answer to that question is you just publicly renew your commitment to what LBC has been about since day one. You've heard the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I think on the occasion of our fifth birthday that it's not broken. The model works because Jesus is leading our church, and it's his spirit that we're being responsive to, and it's not to say that we're a perfect church, but I think the model works, and we've seen the fruit of that. You heard the fruit of that in that video. Now, having said that, I realize that for many of you in the room, maybe as many as 75% of you, if not more, weren't with us on day one to know exactly what I mean when I say, I just want to publicly renew what we've been about since day one. 75% of you are like, well, we weren't here on day one, so what was that about? I'm so glad you asked. However, if you're in the room, this is going to be a fun moment. If you're in the room and you're a part of that original launch team, can you stand up so we can recognize you right here in the front? I know there's people all around the room. Yes. Yes, they are as old as they look because they weathered this journey with us. I know that some of you, I'm just going to tell you, don't come up to me afterwards and say, oh, in the video you were younger and had more hair. I get it. Yes, it's true. There, we acknowledged it, okay? Also, I had just had finger surgery, if you saw my awkward finger in that video. But these people that just stood, like, since day one, I mean, I'm thinking of the Edwards at one point when COVID was not permissive of us gathering in closed spaces, particularly in the school. They hosted LBC at home in their backyard. Them, others in the room, like, just faithful people. Most of you joined us somewhere along the way, and you may or may not be familiar with our things like our vision, our mission, our values. And I get it, like, when you go to our webpage, which, by the way, if you haven't been there in the last week, our good friend Cassie Wallen just redesigned it. It is sharp. You got to go look at the new website. But it's not lost on me that most people aren't going to the About Us page and like, man, I wonder what their vision, mission, and values are. I get it. But it has been this vision and this mission and these values that have been our guiding principles and brought us to what you know as LBC today. Since day one, our vision has been simply stated this way, which is to clear a way to Jesus. This has been our vision since day one. There's a story in Mark chapter 2, and it reads this way, in beginning in verse 1. When he entered Capernaum, again, after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many people, is that as small as it looks? Okay, you got it. All right. Yeah. So many people gathered together, this is Mark chapter 2, that there was no more room, not even in the doorway, as he was speaking the word to them. They came to him bringing him a paralytic, carried by four of them, on this mat. Since they were not able to bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and after digging through it, they lowered the mat on which the paralytic was lying. Seeing their faith, Jesus told the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And kind of like, that's an interesting story to build a vision around. I agree. But when we first came together very early on in our church planting journey, we were asking the question, what would it look like to be a church that reflects the four friends of this man in that story? In other words, what we have someone who we love, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a coworker, whoever it is, someone who we love, who we recognize is in need of healing, physical healing, emotional healing, mental healing, spiritual healing, someone who we love, who we recognize this person needs Jesus, they need to be healed by Jesus. What would it look like for us to be a church that functions like those four friends do in that story, in the sense that we will do anything we can to try and remove barriers so that we can carry our friends to Jesus? And in the story that Jesus tells, the crowd was the barrier. It was a literal barrier, not a figurative barrier. There's a literal barrier. There's too many people. We got to go up on the roof in order to lower this man in. So they took the man up on the roof, they disassembled it, they lowered the man to Jesus. But the powerful part of the story, and actually the part of the story we liked the most, was that the outcome of that man's healing and experience was not up to the four friends, was it? They had done their part. What was their part? Help get our friend to Jesus, and then trust that Jesus will do what only Jesus can do. The powerful part of the story is that the man's healing does not depend on his friend. It completely depends on Jesus. Similarly at LBC, the healing that, by the way, we all so desperately need. This is not a message for thee. This is a message for us collectively, right? The healing that we so desperately need does not depend on any one part of our organization. The strength of our Sunday gathering, or the kids ministry, or the programs that we offer, or the culture that we have, or the staff that we hire, it depends ultimately on Jesus. And so from day one, you've heard us talk a lot about removing barriers to get to Jesus, and we've been really intentional about doing that, which has resulted in a culture. If you were listening, Sydney said it in the video that we just watched together, where you can belong before you believe. Or you can belong before you believe. Because we want to just remove barriers and then let people have a face-to-face encounter and experience with Jesus. Our mission, by the way, if you struggle to differentiate between vision and mission, I like the car kind of road illustration. Your vision, I think of as the end destination. That's where we're driving to. So in our case, we want to ultimately hand people off to Jesus and let them have that life-saving, life-changing relationship. That's the vision, if you will. That's what we're driving towards. Our mission, as we differentiate, is the vehicle that carries us towards the vision, if that makes sense. And we've stated it this way since day one. Our mission is to invite people to share life and know Jesus, to find a place of belonging in a community where you are known and loved, and to explore the hope and purpose found in Christ. We often shorten it to say it this way: invite, find, and explore. Invite, find, and explore. And then our four values, and I like to think of values as the lane markers on the road to make sure, to indicating if our mission is tracking towards our vision. So values, we have four of them, are the lane markers that says, are we in bounds or out of bounds? Value number one, truth. Following Jesus and his word is the ultimate truth for life. Value number two, time. Making the most of every opportunity. There's no such thing as a neutral yes. And so we want to say yes to the things that are carrying our mission towards our vision. Value number three, table. Yes, they all start with T's if you're just putting that together. Table, gathering often and inviting all people to find a place in authentic community. That really comes out of the parable of the banquet in Luke chapter 15, where all the people you thought would be there had a reason why they couldn't be, and so Jesus is like, just invite anybody in and fill the space, fill the table. And so for us, it takes on a very literal form. Like, we gather, physically gather around the table often, gathering often, inviting all people to find a place in authentic community. And value number four, transformation, walking together with Jesus from darkness to light. Some of the reason that we picked some of the people that we did in that video is because they embody that value. We would see them walk from darkness to light in Jesus. So those are our four values that we use as a filter in making decisions about what we say yes to, what we give resources to, how we put our staff together, how we structure our Sunday mornings. That's the filter through which we're evaluating all that we do. Are we inside the lane markers as we carry our mission towards our vision? So this is us. I guess there's a TV show called This Is Us. Am I right about that? I don't know. I've never watched it in my life, but it's what you young people do. I was much younger 5 years ago. I know, you laugh because you feel so bad for me. This is us. This is LBC. It's our vision, our mission, our values since day one. And again, I don't know what you came expecting on the occasion of this fifth birthday, but I just felt like God said, just stand up there and publicly renew your commitment to what LBC has been about since day one. Just renew it. Just one up. Sign up for 5 more years of it. And so, you're kind of like, well, what's with the image? Makes no sense. Before I tell you that, I think one of the interesting things is we're reflective, right? 5 years in, we ask, okay, has this well-crafted vision, mission, values, has it worked? Has it been successful? Well, unlike maybe some of the professions that some of you are in, it can be a little bit more subjective for us to try and figure that out, right? Success can be a little harder to define. Like, for example, if I'm an electrician, I either fix the problem or I don't. If I'm a car salesman, I either sold the car or I didn't sell the car, right? If I'm a coffee maker, what are those people called? Thank you, baristas. I had the word and I lost it. I either made the drink correctly and quickly or I didn't. Like, there's some objectiveness to some professions. Some lines of work are just more measurable, if you will. Then there's ours. Are the people at LBC growing and being transformed to look more and more like Jesus? Well, I don't know. Brent, stand up. I mean, you can't do that, right? Turn around. Let me look at you. It's a little bit more subjective. I may be wrong, but since I have the microphone, I'm going to give you my answer. I think it's been wildly successful. And the reason I say that, you heard Kendra share some of those numbers in the video. Almost 90 people baptized over our short life, which, by the way, 6 more next Sunday. You should be here for that. You should be here for that. Yep. And the door is not closed on that. If that's something you're still considering, you have 6 days to tell me. Hundreds of more of you who have practiced surrendered living with us. What does that look like? It looks like giving of your time, talents, and treasures to the work of God through LBC. These are some indicators. These are some indicators that it's quote-unquote working. And one of the most defining pieces of our short history has been our external posture towards our community. To partner with others in our community to see lives enriched and changed. We have friends in the room who are here, some of whom you heard from in the video as well, that reflect this community posture. They're here because of our community posture. So that's another way of saying not everything we do has a direct, that's the key word, direct spiritual overtone to it. And I'll be honest with you, some people don't like that. Some people don't like that. Sometimes we do good just for the sake of doing good. But in that, little by little, we are hoping to continue to remove barriers and the stigma that so often goes with the local church so that many might encounter Jesus. So, that's a look back. 5 years old, where do we go from here? It won't come as a surprise to you that one of the most frequent questions we get as a church is, when are you going to have your own building? My funny answer is always, well, when you write the check. And then that's a good way to make sure people never ask you that question again. But usually the answer is, we're not sure. We're not sure. So today, on the occasion of this fifth birthday, the answer to the question, when are you going to have your own building? My answer is this. We're still not sure. Some of you are like, But what we are sure, and I'm excited to share this with you, is that as we step into these next 5 years, we want to lean a little more intentionally into what it might look like to find a more permanent space for LBC. You see there on the screen is this phrase, build sacred. And that's what we believe will be a part of the defining theme over the next 5 years in two capacities. The first and the most important has nothing to do with the building. Is that we would continue to build into people and the community that we are part of. That's our primary interest. Far more important to us than where a building may be or may what it look like is that we are building into people and we are building into a community who are committed followers of Jesus. That is our primary work, and we believe it is a sacred work that God has called us to. The second capacity, as the image suggests, is that we do hope to find or build a building that we can call home for LBC. And when that time comes, it will be a sacred space. In that, what happens in that place, we pray, will be eternity shaping for all who come through those doors. It will be a sacred space. Not a space that just sits dark and empty Monday through Saturday, but one that is accessible to our community and one that is busy with things that will continue to serve and enhance this community that God has placed us in. I have zero interest, as I believe you do, in building a sanctuary that is for members only on Sundays. A key scripture for me in thinking about this has been Jeremiah 29:7. Also, seek the peace and the prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. So if Vail prospers, so too will LBC. It's not an empty name it, claim it, false hope, but a reminder that God, that from God, that wherever we eventually put a shovel in the ground, so to speak, that when the time comes to do so, that we would be about the people that call this community home. You're not building a building for shelter. You're building a building for people. It's a sacredness to that work that we get to do. And so I'm happy to announce and share with you that on the occasion of our fifth birthday, our board felt like it was time to open what we are going to call the Build Sacred Fund so that we can begin taking some tangible steps towards this space becoming a reality. Now, let me be really clear about what this does not mean. This does not mean we're kicking off a capital building campaign. There's a big difference in that. We're not asking you for a pledge card. We're not asking you to give us your dog. We're certainly not asking you to give us your cat. We're Christians, after all. You're welcome. We are simply saying, as God would lead us, we want to begin putting resources towards this future space for LBC. You can be assured of two things, though. One is that we'll move as fast or as slow as God indicates that we should. We don't have a secret timeline. We don't have a secret offshore account that, like, well, we can just get you to this point, we'll all of a sudden dump a bunch of money into it. We don't have those things. We just have a intentional readiness to say, let's start taking some tangible steps towards this and trust God with the timing. So we don't have a secret timeline other than we hope and we pray that it will be a part of our next 5 years of LBC's history. But we're not going to be hasty or foolish in this. Moving only as fast or as slow as God leads us to. By the way, you can now go online and there's a drop-down option which says Build Sacred, and you can that's where those resources are being collected. And I'm just really proud to say, Kendra and I made the first donation to that, and it was $1 because I needed to make sure that it worked. So those of you that were ready to be the first, please, by all means, put a lot more zeros behind it, but you're not going to be the first. We even covered the 30-cent fee on it. So $1.30 is in that account. Here we go. Amen? The second thing is that this new bucket, as I'll call it, that we want to start to fill will not be at the expense of the other buckets remaining full. What do I mean by that? Providing resources for our staff to do effective ministry, giving generously to our community, all the things that have helped define LBC over the first 5 years, those will not be suffocated so that we might fill this new bucket. Does that make sense to you? That's why this theme of build sacred is two-dimensional. If you recall, the first part of that is the part that we're going to keep the closest watch on. Are we continuing to build into people, or are we just trying to put some walls up somewhere in our community? Because if the first part begins to suffer, that the first dimension of this two-dimensional build sacred theme that we have, if it begins to suffocate, be suffocated by the second part of this, we'll act quickly to fix that. Because we have always been about people over possessions and people before places. And that will continue to be true for us. So now, like I said, when you go online, there's a new option there. It's called Build Sacred. And we're just going to trust God. They like, this may take all of the 5 years. It may take more. I don't know. But we're really committed to just be more intentional about this. It would be a missed opportunity for me to tell you, though, how much I love being at Cienega High School. This is home, and this will continue to be home for the foreseeable future. And even though she wouldn't want me to do this, Kim Middleton, the principal, is here today celebrating with us. We should thank her for allowing us to use her space. I won't tell you the preferential treatment that we get because that would be bad, but they take really good care of us. And if we stayed here however many more years, I will continue to love it. I love Sundays at Cienega. It's a staple in our community. It's a place that people know. And what a blessing for us to come together here every week. One other quick thing, and then I'm going to wrap up. When you go outside for our post-gathering celebration, out there is a big banner that looks just like that with a bunch of Sharpie markers. And we'd love for you to just take 30 seconds. If all you want to put is your name, that's fine. If you want to write a prayer or a scripture or something, we just want to capture this moment along the way. And so wherever we land someday, we want to hang the banner. And we want to say, these were the people that caught the vision. These were the people that funded the vision. These were the people that prayed for the vision. And here we are today. And so you can just put your name, you can put a prayer, you can put a, don't put a suggestion of what color tile, like we're just not there yet. Make it meaningful. I'll wrap up the same way we wrapped up the video. You heard Kendra mention Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us. There is power at work in us and through us that through LBC that positions us to trust God to do immeasurably more. We are not the perfect church. We have not had five easy breezy years, but we have had five really rich and meaningful years together with God. And there are people sitting among you today that never in my wildest imagination did I think that would come to a place of faith in Jesus. And they're here. And so I believe as we go into these next 5 years that we'll see God do measurably more. We've already seen it. Who could have imagined this? Who could have imagined this? This is the Build Sacred chapter of LBC, building into people, building into community, and as God would so do, allow it, building a space that will serve all of you and serve our community. Amen? Amen. Let's pray together. The band's going to come and lead us. God, we love you. I've stood up here more times than I can count. And I don't know, I just feel like each Sunday you give me something new. And it's just crazy to think that so many of us can come together week after week after week. We know each other, we're kind of predictable, and yet still just show up and believe that you are here meeting with us, doing something new each and every time. Thank you seems so insufficient to say thank you, God. Thank you for the best 5 years ever. Not because they've been easy, not because they've been linear, not because we hit all of our goals or hit all of our metrics, but because you've just been in step with us every step of the way. you've already done way more than we could have ever imagined. And we know that you will continue to do that. And so we're here for it. We want to sign up for 5 more years of seeing you transform people's hearts. Whether that's here at Cienega, whether that's in a new space, we don't know. But we're excited to go on this journey with you, build sacred. May it never be common, may it never be ordinary, and always be sacred work. It's divine work, it's of you. It's not of us, it's of you. And so we're just so grateful. We're so, so grateful. Our hearts are positioned and tethered and anchored in you today, Jesus. Our song is for you. We love you. We trust you. We sing to you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.